3. Money. The Paul Reichman Story.
The Canadian property developer, Paul Reichman, was once described as the Einstein of the business world. At its peak, his company, Olympia in York, had $25 billion in assets, including 40 huge office blocks around the world. But in 1992, a time when property markets were experiencing a serious slump, the company collapsed. Reichman and his family lost perhaps as much as $10 billion in just 5 years. Reichman's career is the story of a business genius, ready to take bigger and bigger risks. But in his early years, a career in business seemed most unlikely. In fact, Olympia in York was started by his brothers while Paul was working on religious and educational projects in North Africa, and he didn't join the company until he was 26 years old. But when he did, his talent as a property developer was soon obvious to everyone. After two hugely successful projects in Toronto, he started doing business in New York in 1977, and in 1980 made perhaps his greatest business decision. That was when Olympia in York bought a site in the south of Manhattan Island and started work on one of New York's biggest developments, the World Financial Center. The project made the Reichmans the largest property owners in the city. Builders were still finishing work on the World Financial Center when Paul Reichman made his next huge deal. On the other side of the Atlantic, Margaret Thatcher's government was trying to develop a large area of derelict land to the east of London. In 1987, Reichman bought the site, and work began on the 24 buildings known as Canary Wharf. But the timing was all wrong. In 1989, there was a dramatic slump in the London property market. By 1991, Olympia in York's debts were $20 billion, and in 92, the company collapsed. But that was not the end of Paul Reichman. In 1995, he was part of another group of investors which bought back Canary Wharf and turned it into a remarkable success, which shows that although Paul Reichman may not be a business Einstein, he's certainly a man who doesn't give up.